the modular operator. In this talk, we will continue the discussion on Caesar Cipher. Remember from the previous video that Caesar encrypted his messages by letting each letter in the message jump three steps in the alphabet. So we replaced A with D, B with E, C with F, and so on. And at the end of the alphabet, he wrapped around for X to A. Well, we ignore the fact that the alphabet was not the same in Caesar's time as it is today. It's the principle we are interested in. Now, for computer use, we obviously need to automate this process. And how do we do that? The answer is clear. We need to use mathematics. Now, there may be more than one way to do that, but the simplest way is to take the alphabet, 26 letters, and map letters into numbers. Once we map them into numbers, we can use general mathematical theory to do the encryption. In other words, we need a bijection between the alphabet, which is the domain of the message, and numbers, which is the domain of calculations. That's the first step. Then we can encrypt based on the numbers we get. It is essentially a permutation on our set of numbers. And finally, we put it all together. So let's have a look at the first step, mapping the alphabet into numbers. A bijection here, any bijective function will do. So we have an alphabet of 26 letters. We need to find a set of numbers of the same size. Bijection is only possible if the sets have the same size. And that's what we have here, 26 numbers. So if we take the numbers from 0 to 25, a bijection is possible. We typically write Z26 for this set. And to make the bijection, we can simply use the index in the alphabet. Use the alphabetical ordering. A is the first number, 0. B is the second, 1. Z is the last, it's 25. It's straightforward. Once we've moved into the set Z26, which we call the set of numbers or the set of integers modulo 26, we have access to general theory. Now, second question here, encryption is a permutation A to A. Now, this is a different notion of permutation than what we saw before. We used to describe a permutation as a list without repetitions. The two concepts of permutation are very related. If you take all the elements of A, map them out really in an arbitrary order. Now, if we make a permutation in the old sense, that's just a list. So it's some other list including all of the elements from the first one exactly once. So now we have two permutations, two lists, and we can simply match numbers in the same position. So in this case, 0 maps to 24, 1 maps to 23, 2 maps to 2, and so on, 25 maps to 1. So the two concepts here are closely related. The permutation as a list is just the function values when you read out the original set in order. We can view the encryption either as a permutation on the alphabet A or on the numbers Z26. There is a bijection between A and Z26, so it doesn't matter very much which of the two permutations we use. Now, our encryption function for Caesar cipher jumps 3 places. That's the function x plus 3. You do get a problem if you hit the end of the alphabet. If x plus 3 is larger than 25, then x plus 3 is outside of your set Z26, so you need to do something. But we do have a wraparound operator also in mathematics. We call it modulus and write it mod. So what we do write for this encryption function is e of x is x plus 3 mod 26. You can calculate that. You do x plus 3. Then if this is larger, is 26 or larger, you just subtract 26. If it's still too large, you subtract 26 again. And so on. And that mod operator is what is needed to make sure that the resulting value is indeed inside our alphabet, inside our Z26. In C or Java, this will be written x plus 3%26. The percentage symbol is the C and Java notation for mod. So to do Caesar's cipher mathematically, we map the alphabet into a set of numbers. We find our encryption function, xmod 3 plus 26, which maps from Z26 into Z26. We put it together to get an encryption function on the alphabet. We compose functions. Z, jumping into the set of numbers, e prime, permutation on the set of numbers, and said inverse, jumping back into the alphabet. So that's the encryption function on the alphabet. Any monoalphabetic cipher is a permutation, E from A to A, on this alphabet A. And we call this permutation the encryption function. A few more words on the modulus operator. The modulus operator stems from Euclid's division theorem. Euclid was one of the ancient mathematicians, more than 2,000 years ago. And he figured out that for any positive integer n, and for any integer m, negative or positive, there exists a unique pair of integers q and r, such that we get this formula. M equals n times q plus r. with r between 0 and n. This is really just integer division. You take m, this is your first number, you divide by n. Now you get a quotient rounding off, rounding down to the nearest integer. That's what we call q here. But in integer division, it sometimes happens that n does not divide m. That means that you also get a remainder, which we call r. Hopefully, you remember the concept of a remainder from primary school. So, when we write this formula, this q is the quotient and r is the remainder. And this is also how we define the modulus. When you do n mod q equals r, let me rewrite that using the same symbols, m mod n, that's the remainder. So the result of doing m mod n is the remainder in the formula of Euclid's theorem. So when you do a mod q, you divide by q and you return the remainder. That's the definition of the modulus operator. Now, the first exercise here is the same as you got in the previous video, except that I want you to show step by step how you map into numbers, do the modular arithmetics, and map back to the alphabet. So a little more detail than the first time. And the second exercise, please just do a couple of modular calculations to see that you get the hang of it. Good luck.